I'm here at Adda Kluanfwe to cut the sod for the commencement of construction of phase three of the five districts water supply project for Central Tongu, North Tongu, Adda Klu, Agotime Zoipe, and Ho West districts. It is gratifying to note that this project will provide potable water to 89,107 people in 183 beneficiary communities, such as Dadobo, Maokpo, Mafizongo, Mafikutimi, Mafikumase, Avedokpe, Pakpa, Kokpo Viaje. Adidome, Kanikokpe, Bagari Kokpe, and Manasi Zongo. Phase three is being financed by a concessionary credit facility from the Raiffeisen Bank International of Vienna, Austria, to the tune of 11,500,000 euros. Treated water to the 183 communities will be transported through 132 kilometers of transmission and distribution pipelines. Other key components of this project include installation of booster stations, elevated concrete tanks, health and hygiene education, and environmental and social safeguards. Upon completion, this project will result in an increase in water coverage for the Volta region by some 5.6%. Furthermore, it is also expected to reduce the time spent in search for water, thereby relieving especially women and children of this burden. It will minimize the affliction of waterborne diseases and maximize the social and health benefits of clean, safe, and reliable drinking water. Government will continue to create an enabling environment through the provision of social infrastructure to attract investment to our rural communities. As a result, I expect that with the availability of potable water in these communities, investors will take advantage of government's flagship programs, such as One District, One Factory, to establish small and medium-scale factories to exploit the natural resources of the area, create employment for the youth, and stimulate the growth and development of the local economy. Government will not relent in its efforts to increase access to water for all, a 2016 MPP manifesto commitment, which remains a key priority. Whilst government is committed to living up to its social responsibility by providing social services like this water project to the people of Ghana, we expect beneficiary communities to contribute their quota towards ensuring the sustainability of these services by helping to protect infrastructure so they can last long. I urge the Community Water and Sanitation Agency to ensure timely completion of all detailed designs, and also to ensure that the project construction is carried out in accordance with required standards and specifications. I thank Raiffeisen Bank International of Vienna, Austria, for their efforts in helping our country develop its infrastructure. We fully acknowledge and appreciate the tremendous impact this project stands to make in the rural water supply delivery system of our country and to the people of the five districts of the Volta region. Tabuga, Togbeo Mamao, you are aware of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has for the time being taken over the world. I appeal to all of you to continue to adhere to the COVID-19 protocol by washing your hands often with soap under running water for at least 20 seconds, observing social distancing, avoiding shaking hands, covering your nose and mouth when you cough or sneeze, and wearing a mask whenever you leave your homes. The number of active cases in the region, that is the persons with the virus in the Volta region, is thankfully low. We have to work to eliminate the virus altogether from the region, and indeed from the country as a whole.